Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 15th, and it's 10 days until Christmas Day. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you ideas to make your home Christ-centered during the Christmas season. I make no apologies that I celebrate Christmas as a celebration of Christ's birth. While Christ is the main focus of our Christmas celebration, I also include secular aspects of Christmas. But if you walk into my house, you will see that Christ is the main focus. Today, I will be sharing with you what I personally do or have done in my Christmas celebrations, and I hope you will find some inspiration from what I do. The first area I want to share with you is decorating. I have several ways I use decorations throughout the house. First, on our mantle at our house, I have a nativity scene as a centerpiece, and it is the first thing you see when you walk into the house from the front door. Second, I create a nativity tree in our dining room. I use an older artificial tree that's seen its better days and give it new life. I push the branches around and place a large creche in the center, using the branches to secure it. I then place the nativity pieces inside. I add white lights and ornaments on the rest of the tree. For the ornaments, I include angels, stars, and nativity ornaments all over the tree. This concept was first introduced to me by my friends Roger and Buddy when my house was on a local holiday home tour, and I have added my own special touches to it. The second area I want to share with you is about gift giving and your Christmas cards. Do you give religious-based gifts? This is something I like to do, and here are some examples of things I have done in the past. Advent and Christmas devotional books, books about the birth of Jesus, Advent boxes with gifts for each Sunday of Advent, nativity scene or nativity pieces. If it's the pieces, I add to it each year, religious-based decorations, and of course, what about Christmas cards? Do you send religious-based Christmas cards? That's one thing that my grandmother insists on every year is that the cards she sends out will be religious-based. For me personally, I do a mixture. So how do you bring Christ into your Christmas celebrations? Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we'll be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I've created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. The forms are available to Candy Cane Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All Patreon members receive early access to our podcast, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas. Your membership allows us to keep the Christmas Organizing website free of those annoying banner and pop-up ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.